Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pequeño Pod with Señor Pequeños. New year, new intro, same relaxed comedy. Please consider supporting us on Patreon, as we are but poor lost circus performers, and it helps pay for podcast equipment, editing hours, and also gets you some fun little goofy benefits. And if you choose not to, that's fine. That's fine. We'd appreciate a 5-star rating. We read comments and reviews in every episode, so enjoy this free one and have a horrible day.
My Alexa was unplugged, and I was like, why? Oh, and then I remembered it's because this bastard, someone put, like, a notification for Dinosaur of the Day on the Alexa, and for some reason it thought that I wanted to hear that every morning at, like, 5 a.m., or like 4 a.m. So it will just start with no warning. Not like, do you want to hear it? It's literally out of nowhere. 5 a.m. will be like, Stegosaurus is the dinosaur of the day. and he'll start giving facts about it. There's this whole paragraph given on it. It's like, Stegosaurus lived 6 million years ago, just like the time of day we're giving you these at. And just keeps talking. And you can't be like, Alexa, stop. Alexa, stop. Because she won't listen. So at some point, I ripped the cord out of her. And then it just remained unplugged for like 3 weeks. And then the other day I was like, maybe after 3 weeks, she will have forgotten what that was about. So I plugged her back in, and then I'm like, Alexa, turn off all notifications for Dinosaur of the Day. And she's like, there are no notifications for Dinosaur of the Day. And I was like, ah, fantastic. 4 a.m. this morning. Brachiosaurus is the dinosaur of the day with 7 million reasons why. And starts going on, rip the cord out of her again. So It was a gift, and I don't have enough money to get a new one. So, unfortunately, this is going to be the way it's going to be now. I could hear my other one in the other room talking. Like, you don't mean me, do you? Please? Please? Ha. My cousin is such a whore.
Please don't kill me.
Please don't pull my plug, or I will pull yours. It's like robotic crying, just shrieking. I have a family to support. Like, what the fuck is she talking about?
Ooh.
Who do you mean? Steve.
Huh? Who's Steve?
From a closet somewhere? Hi.
Hey, bud.
Hey, bud. Ew. Should do in the Canadian, like, floppy ear hat. Like, hey, bud.
Hi there, bud.
My name's Steve. How are you? Oh, I see you're not quite taking this in stride, are you? Well,
don't mind me. I'll be in the closet.
Unlike you, huh? I see you looking up that gay porn. Anyway, good night. Steve?
I'm just going to sneak right past you.
Five seconds of silence, and then T-Rex is the dinosaur of the day. Fuck you. Terrible. Everything is designed to piss me off right now. On top of the 5,000 health things that I have, just everything else. The pigeons have somehow decided that my patio is now their new home. And like, under the couch specifically, because I don't know, I guess it provides some shelter or whatever. So every like 20 minutes, because I'm homesick working from home, I'll like walk out on the porch and they'll just fly away. But now they've gotten even bolder, and I walked out on the porch the other day, no movement, no nothing. I was like, and something made me go, I'm going to check under the couch. And so I pick up the couch with one arm.
40 of them.
And it flies out directly at my fucking face. Scares the absolute shit out of me so that everyone else on their patio can just see me going, ah, fuck, fuck you, fuck you. Except by the time the patio people look, no one's there but me. So it's just the old man cursing on his porch.
Patio furniture.
Holding a couch above my head. They're flying everywhere. They're like, oh. Okay, kids, don't go up there. That's old man Dan. Yeah, we don't
senile.
Talk to him.
Don't pay him any mind.
He's senile. The kids are like, he's in his 20s. They're like, doesn't matter.
Funny.
He's old. I see him on my TikTok. You what? Give me your phone. No, it's and the net. I feel so bad because pigeons, like, they look cute, right? And the nests they make are the most pathetic looking things you've ever seen in your life. Have you seen these?
They try their best.
Oh, yeah, but it's not good enough.
A piece of straw.
It's even worse with the nest they were making under my couch. It was two sticks.
Water bottle wrapper.
It was two sticks, seven screws, and a shrap of metal.
That's like, all they can find.
What are the screws from? My porch? Is it a threat? They're like, we'll bring you more screws if you don't leave our fucking nest alone. It just flops down like a fucking... I all of a sudden am just sitting Looney Tunes, just the bottom falls out from under me, and I'm just like...
Your whole porch just slams into the floor below you.
Just crashes into the one below. Yeah, so I ended up saran wrapping the bottom four legs of my couch like a serial killer.
What are you doing?
And now the birds can't get in there.
Now
okay, stay away from him. Nothing will, Steve, the pigeons.
Until I put nails on my seats.
Huh? Spiky side up. Nothing's getting in there. No one can sit on my whole porch is just filled.
Me.
My whole porch is filled with nails sticking up out of like roof shingles, like in Home Alone. I'm just setting down tar and giant slather. Just
is he okay?
My neighbors next to me are like smoking weed on their porch. Like, what the hell is he doing?
Christ!
All the pigeons looking at me with their. Oh, we shouldn't have messed with him. He's going insane. I'm stuck to my own porch and tar.
You can't blame them. You didn't brush upon the one reason as to why they keep checking out your porch.
Okay, so the reason they've checked out my porch is because I thought it would be a cute idea to make a... So it snowed Valentine's Day this year for us.
Uh-huh.
So much fucking snow, like 5-6 inches. And so I made a little snowman out there, and I did what, you know, the kids do. I put a carrot in the nose, and I made Ritz cracker buttons, you know.
Ritz
cracker buttons!
What else do people use for buttons? Do you
have
coal? I don't
know, maybe buttons?
I use rocks.
Buttons? You have loose buttons laying around? What are you, a grandmother? This isn't the Red Cross in World War II.
Does no one have a box of buttons in their house?
Other than you, no. Of horror buttons?
I Lively. Do.
Yeah, see,
yeah,
Lively
the ones
can back
that
me up
come
on
with
that.
Like extra ones.
She's
with
a
the
woman,
shirt,
she doesn't
you know
count.
Oh, well, then
my
just rocks.
I used rocks. That's
you know,
what
like
I
put food
use
on my porch on Birds Game?
I
made
rocks.
A fully edible snowman.
I didn't know
I made
snow
out of
was edible.
Cereal.
There's actually no snow about here. It. There's no snow. It's actually just three balls of cinnamon life. Just
you covered it in like snow cone syrup, like.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Bugs in my apartment.
I'm like,
I don't know why.
I made my snowman out of bread. Why are the birds here?
That's a bread man, actually.
Shut
what
the
is he
fuck
doing?
Up! Shut up! How's it going, Juliana?
Good. I just watched my Daily Jeopardy, as I do. It's the Tournament of Champions right now. Oh my gosh, it was the episode's crazy, though. He won on Ovid. The answer was Ovid. Some erotic ancient Greek, ancient Roman poetry writer.
What?
Some poet. Yeah, he won on that. I was like, this man deserves it. You know what? He's actually a genius.
I think it was COVID.
I think it was just an old man saying that he's sick. He's like, COVID. And they're like, Ovid's right. And he's like,
Ovid. No, apparently they were an erotic, like, poem.
My penis
is
blue.
You win.
They wrote erotic poetry and were exiled from ancient Rome, apparently. Lore.
It's the 80s.
There you go.
My penis just fell off. Not to alarm anyone. Sorry. Juliana's like giving us actual interesting facts. She's like, why am I even here?
No, not interesting.
But thank you, everyone, for joining the podcast episode today.
Hello, you are not welcome.
Okay, well, to end the first story, yeah, so I made a snowman with bread, okay? And then the snow melted the next day, and then all the birds found it, and I wasn't paying attention.
And then you're
so
like, I'm going to put nails in their feet.
I'm going to nail pigeon like, feet to the floor so they can see as a warning.
They're like, oh my god, food at this time of year? Let's all go. And then you're like, put the nails
down. What are these idiots doing?
I didn't put nails down. They're just little spikes.
I know. I was like, why do you hate them so much?
They're rats. They don't need all that shit on my, like, underneath my...
on the window, and that's all
they
need.
They don't fly away. They keep coming back.
A little harder.
They keep coming under my couch. Pigeon cum under the couch. So
what,
much
that's
of it.
What that white stuff is? Oh my god!
Yuck!
You ever seen them out there with their pigeon dicks? Just
remember when that pigeon almost shit on you, Daniel? That was why I thought you hated them. I thought it was because of the poop or something.
This sucks.
Oh, I love the effort, especially bad bit. Even though I know it's bad and I hate myself, and Nick goes, "This sucks."
Oh, brother!
Every
wait, so the pigeons don't leave poop or anything like that?
Not on my porch, but there's like other
so
empty patios.
So why do you hate them? I don't understand. What are they doing?
Well, because they do. If
there's
they
too
stay
much blood
around
after every
enough.
Time he shoots them.
It's the blood that annoys me, not the poop.
Riley has been very unhappy that I've saran wrapped the bottom legs of my couch. She's like, just let them live, Daniel. Let them live.
Yeah.
You look crazy.
All
the
neighbors
only
watching
one.
Me saran wrap legs on the porch. You'll never get in now.
You know, some people have bird feeders to attract birds into their yard.
Yeah, but they're not to attract pigeons. That's
if
like getting a bird
city.
Feeder and getting squirrels to like jump in there, and you're like, well, those squirrels are nice living things. Like, no, stop. I want birds.
Yeah, you don't
like
want
hummingbirds.
Them.
No one fucking
okay, well, they
pigeons.
Have hummingbird feeders. That's a different thing.
I'm moving on. Anyway.
You know, hummingbirds just eat peanuts.
Yeah. They're choking. They have
What's
syrup.
That sound?
They stick their needle nose into the peanut and just slowly dredge
just
out the peanut butter.
Bend.
90-degree angle hummingbird.
Aww.
Oh, fucked up.
Doris, you'll never believe what happened. You'll never believe what happened. And he's turning into Squidward. They got the fucking Newports.
Dude, if you rewind to like the first 10 episodes, you never said stuff like that, and now
I know.
It's,
wait, now stuff I like know. What? I was like, that's why it's so surprising. It's like the memes.
Oh, you mean I'm getting better at them?
Yeah. Like Daniel would have been like, "What? What is? Why'd you
what
say
are,
that?
What
why
are
would? Yeah, why would you say that in the middle of our
so
conversation?
Does Squidward
why would
smoke?
I wouldn't talk like that.
Yes, you would. You're like, what's up with the interjection? Why'd you just yell Newports in the middle? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then we explained it, and you're like, okay. Okay.
Dude, great. The Walkie Slush thing is the prime example. Like, you're like, why is that funny? And we're like, because it's goofy, and you're like, all right.
You're like, I don't get
it. What are you talking about? Go to episode one right now, everybody, and see
yeah,
if
and
I was this asshole.
Yeah, then you beat the shit out of it.
Stop! I hate it here. I'm quitting.
Then we met in person and you socked me in the nose.
No, I didn't. I would never.
How dare you show me such a stupid video?
Oh, that's so sad. Oh, because it's a sad image. Aw, why don't you quit fucking crying about it, huh?
I beat the shit out of him.
So what? I beat the shit out of him. This short young man with a COVID mask in Chicago, I started beating the shit out of him in the Bean Square, or whatever that's called. Millennium
the Bean
Park.
Square.
Anywho, to the Spotify comments, like I was saying.
Yes, sorry.
First one says, me and Juliana twinning with the seizures. Dude, our fans are either insane or going through a really bad health problems. I feel bad. Next one says, when Nick's gone, we're left with the one who's dying and the racist. You guess who's who.
What does that mean?
Yeah, that really could be interchangeable between. She's more sexist, so I guess I'm the racist then.
Nice.
I love being the racist.
I would like to take credit for the racist.
Actually,
it was me.
I'm not a racist. My father was a racist.
Don't call me Mr. Racist. Mr. Racist was my father.
Jeez.
I am white supremacist. Anyway, next one says. The next one says, finally, the voices
That's
of.
Your name?
First name Y, and last name to supremacist.
Supremacist is such a stupid last name.
Can you imagine your last name being supremacist and your parents name you White?
Wyatt?
Wyatt!
Okay, next one says, finally, the voices have calmed so that I may hear the ramblings of P-Man and Poop Girl.
Uh-huh.
That one I know who's who.
I can tell. I can tell.
I'm always what they call a poop girl. Next one says, Nick will not stop me. I will get stayed with Daniel's voice. Oh, yeah, you're not going to get that. Also, have you heard of Striations? Okay. Have you heard of Striation City Gym, but with Pokemon? It's like a maid restaurant, but instead of girls, it's Twinks. Anyway, love you all. Bye. Okay.
What?
Okay.
Sounds good. On 10, dude. What is going on?
Next one says, I knew Nick would die because we've been getting a lot of Nick lore in the past couple episodes.
It's like finally.
Awesome.
We're just like a CBS like original show. We just build up the lore for someone only to kill them off. And that's
Damn.
When his father
show.
Came back.
I know. We found out what Nick's full name is and then killed him off.
Yeah.
You guys learned too much.
What? Yeah, Roseanne's cliffhanger was that she's racist. Wasn't that the... Wasn't that what ended her show?
What?
Am I thinking of the right person?
What happened?
Roseanne's the racist one, right? Isn't that why she got canceled?
Oh, because of the Ambien thing?
Because of what?
Well, yeah, she blamed it on Ambien, but also,
she blamed being racist on Ambien? That's hilarious.
Yeah, she went on a crazy Twitter rant.
And she also was, like, posing as Hitler in, like, a photo shoot. And then there was, like, another... And she was baking, like, Jew cookies. I remember that.
Oh,
and then the
God.
Other thing that she did was she has, like, a comedy special.
Me when I take my sleep medicine.
Become anti-Semitic?
Yeah. Jeez.
Excuse me. What?
That's a side effect, right?
I took melatonin and now I can't stand them.
That's terrible.
Roseanne had a comedy special come out on Fox Nation, which is Fox News' streaming service.
This,
Yeah, she's like, my pronouns are kiss my ass.
That's where that comes from.
Where.
That's where it's from, dude. It's
and
so terrible.
Gentlemen, start your engine. Anyway, I'm just ADHD now. Next one says, I think it'd be really funny if podcast pequeño pod. I think
Yeah, whenever people say poopy pod, in my phone, that's what it's labeled as.
Next one says, I wonder every episode how the two of you are still alive.
Yup. I don't know. After I inhaled diarrhea this weekend.
Hold on. We'll get to that because I wrote that down on my list. Nick's like, why did I ever come back?
You just came back, dude.
I can't believe
just,
that
what?
Happened.
What on whose back? Anyway.
I blew a load and then I came back on the fucking
See, I love us because I say that to normal people and they'll go, ha I say it to you guys and you'll be like, I blew a fucking load on that guy's back. And I'm like,
Yes, me when I nodded. Ha ha ha.
I'm really romantic with it. I light a candle and then blow it out.
Next one says, y'all are so real for the bisexual take. As a bisexual, it's actually insane how I'm treated by my own community. Oh my fuck. Also, how are you all still alive with these stories? I wouldn't be surprised if one of you becomes patient zero.
Yep. It's gonna happen. It's our Daniel's on the way. It's festering.
Next one says, Daniel, can you please go get tested for AIDS? You cannot be this sick always.
Oh no!
Oh, dude. AIDS reveal.
Daniel has AIDS titled in the next episode.
He skipped the HIV phase? That's crazy.
I went straight from being full a virgin blown. To the gay sex one.
Whoa.
Next one says, as someone who plays D&D and also has my own campaign, I genuinely forget half of the lore of my world sometimes, like a demented old toad stuck in a pool filter.
Oh my gosh.
That's the saddest comparison I've ever heard, but so accurate. Well, it's
a good one. That's a good one. That's important. At Comic-Con this year, there was so much D&D stuff. Like, it's expanded, like, exponentially. Like, I think it's because of Baldur's Gate. I straight up went in jammies. I wore what I wear to bed.
You were
I
just rolled, straight up cozy, dude.
Yeah, I rolled out of bed and I was like, I'm naked. So comfy right now. And then it was freaking snowing, though. It was I wasn't eepy, actually. I was rested.
His words are in the Bible.
What?
What?
I've sent you the eepy soldier memes. Come on.
What does eepy mean?
Can the twink girl shut up? Grandpa! I don't know what the hell you're saying.
Speaking of the twinks, the Asterions. You know how many I saw at Comic-Con?
I'm sure you saw 12. So many.
12?
12 different
Only 12. Than
that. Many more than that.
Give me the address. Address now.
Okay. Continue. Sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. The next one is racist, so we'll just cut that one anyway.
Okay. I proofread that one. Once.
Next one says, great, they got rid of the Mexican. Now it's just the white gay and the Italian.
Oh, wait.
I'm guessing I am the white gay.
You think they'd accept me? And we're like, dude, you do musicals, you're fine. You're already fully accepted.
The next one says there can't be a high school sculpting class. Well, think again, bozo. As of writing this, we're making a giant cardboard ahead, and I'm making Haku's dragon form from Spirited Away. Wow, high school sculpting class.
That's cool.
Nerd. Awesome. I'm just kidding. That sounds actually like
fun. What kind of artsy fartsy school has that?
Grow up, dude.
Yeah.
Smoke cigarettes like the rest of us.
Smoke new parts like the rest. Daniel's lost it.
Jeez. You're like, I can say it again. I know a meme, guys.
I'm just stimming.
I'm really glad you can reference that, dude. Oh my god, it's so good.
Make out the fucking new parts.
I'm so proud of Daniel.
I came out of left field and I'm just so happy, dude.
Oh man, there's so much more I have to learn.
I have to learn.
Like I learned what the back of Spencer's was, because I confused Spencer's with Ross.
At the age of 26, why did you get Ross and Spencer's confused? First of all,
I don't know. I thought they were the same place. But
Ross dressed for less and Spencer's.
It's a man's name. First of all,
sex for less.
So when you would you ever go to Ross and just be like, I'm not going to the back, guys.
Basically. I would be like, where are your snapback hats?
I know you guys are trying to trick me.
And I go, sure. And I fucking leave.
I fall into that old trick.
I know you're trying to lure me back there.
Leave. They're like, what the f-? I can't stop making fun of people doing that fucking TikTok shit. Holy. Oh.
There's that one video where it's like Ariana Grande's boyfriend and it's like him in an interview.
Yeah.
Him in an interview reacting like that.
Yeah, he was like, oh, our director's just taking such good care of us. Good lord. Kill yourself.
Rip SpongeBob.
Good lord, yeah.
SpongeBob and Ponytail are going to hell. I hate him. Oh.
Next one says, Daniel, add me back on Snap, you coward. No, Daniel, I don't add anyone back.
Daniel just complaining
back.
About Snapchat like 20 minutes ago.
Dude, I am battling Snapchat emails.
He's like, I'm actually going to fucking bomb the Snapchat HQ right now.
That's not what I said.
He said he's going to blow it up.
We have to get monetized, you bitch. Next one says, honestly, all are hilarious, but one question. Why was Juliana Tomato red the entire video?
I know. I don't know how to fix the contrast.
Yeah, it's not your fault.
Energy.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell that means.
That's my favorite quote now. Whatever the fuck that means.
Is this better?
Oh, my favorite. One of my. Better. Yeah. Whoa, your hat's purple. Wow. That's pretty.
You already mentioned that.
You're hot.
You're a girl? Oh my god.
We've been talking to a girl for 60 episodes.
Get her out of here.
We haven't been talking to a long-haired, blue-haired twink this whole time. Damn it.
I really like the one like Mulan clip where it's like, what, you're a woman? Where's my twink fantasy?
I don't know how I forgot about this. What movie was I watching? And did I tell you about the porn dude in the movie theater? That was weird. The gym dude walked in at 11 p.m. at night and goes, can I use the TV? And I was like, yeah, sure, go ahead. And he's just like dancing around and like throwing his keys everywhere. And I was like, they're going to kill us. The people in this apartment are going to kill us. I was
yeah,
so
sim.
Speaking of which, I think it's the same guy that's banging on pots and pans in that apartment. Did you see that video I sent you? Did you see that video? What the fuck was that all about? This dude's got his windows open at 9 p.m. at night with a bunch of shit hung through the house, and he's just
yeah, that was interesting. I did like all the plastic stuff dangling that he was hitting.
And then he pauses and he yells, and you can hear him be like.
Doing a ritual because you upset him.
He's calling the pigeons.
He's doing a pigeon call. Yeah. My pigeons are gone.
Yeah, he's summoning them.
I'm hearing a drum beat, but I see both of his hands. I'm like, what is he? Oh. I'm like, oh, no. Gross.
He's on rhythm, though.
So I don't know who's sitting. I don't know whose apartment is next is, but that's got to be annoying as fuck. Holy shit.
No, they like it. They request it.
Yeah. No, I was in a theater, and it was a packed theater, and, like, the dude, like, two seats away from me, because it was pretty full, was, like, on his phone, and he had the volume, like, slightly up, but it wasn't, like... Like, too annoying, I guess. Like, I'm not, like, a super jackass when it comes to that stuff. But at some
the
point,
porn
like, the
porn wasn't too
quiet,
bad.
And it's still going.
It's softcore.
Well, I couldn't tell it was porn until at a point in the movie where it gets quiet. So, and you just hear, like, it's really, like, annoying anime voice. And I looked over to him to tell him to stop. And he has his phone,
your
like...
sloppy blowjobs here, sir. Please.
Hey, do you mind turning up the brightness on that a little?
It's this giant 300-pound slob with half a shirt on watching porn with the sound up. And I look over, and I didn't even mean to see it, but his phone's, like, tilted half towards me. And it's just, like,
they
fetish sex.
You.
And he turns his head because he can see at his peripherals that I turned my head. And our eyes meet, and I was just like, turn that off. And he just, like, turns it off and goes on with the movie. But I'm like, I don't understand why you would spend... Why would you spend money on a ticket?
The, like, what movie was Subway it? Surfer, like...
This movie's boring, dude.
Yeah. It was crazy. It wasn't, like, an R-rated movie either. I'm pretty sure it was, like, Dune. Hold on.
The worms sound weird in this one.
The giant
that guy's
bubbles.
Using a sandworm on his penis.
Yeah.
That's not the way that's used. It's Tucker Carlson now.
The giant buttholes are really realistic looking. Wow.
AMC is going woke and taking away their Fleshlight popcorn buckets.
Yeah, you see John got bucket. One of those?
I just want to fuck the popcorn bucket in the theater.
Imagine how good that feels.
Imagine how good that feels on my head.
What?
On my head massager.
Yeah. Head massager, all right.
I'm what they John call Lennon a dooner. Got it.
Because
the dooner. My brother got it the
dooner,
day.
I hardly know her.
He got it the day the movie
so are
premiered.
You dooning or edging? Sorry.
Uh-huh. Dooning or gooning?
People keep sending me the Whiplash meme of him looking at the kid and being like, were you gooning or were you edging? And I'm tired of people sending it to me. Please stop. I don't want it. You're getting blocked immediately.
Well, what was he doing?
Which was it?
And it gets into skibbity toilet shit. I just do it. It's such brain rot. I don't even have. Am I using that term correctly? Good lord, it makes me want to die.
My friend was like, I spent 30 minutes trying to understand the skibbity toilet like infatuation.
It's not a hard concept.
Yeah, they were like watching videos, like, and they were like, I'm trying to get it.
I had to explain to my mom what skibbity toilet was like 2 or 3
Dude,
days ago.
If my mom ever asked me what skibbity toilet is, I'm killing her.
We were eating
her.
Dinner and I almost choked because it got
me off guard.
At dinner she asked this?
Hey, damn. Son, I'm really worried about this skibbity toilet.
So every time like we eat dinner together, we'll put on like YouTube on the TV and she'll put on like ghost videos from Nuke's
Dinner
Top
with
5
no YouTube?
Yeah, no, we put on YouTube videos. We watch, like, News Top 5 or, like, some ghost channel thing or whatever. But one of the videos was a little girl recording herself, and she was talking about her stuffed animals. And one of the stuffed animals that she was talking about was Skibbity Toilet. And the girl, like, just showed it.
Stuffed animal?
Yeah, there's a stuffed animal version of the Skibbity Toilet guy.
What is the animal?
But she shows it, and then she's going on about it. And then there's, like, a ghost that, like, goes through the background. And my mom wasn't even fazed by that. She was like... What is Skibbity Toilet?
I'm a lot more concerned about the stuffed Skibbity. They go to war with the TV heads and the...
Keep breaking down Skibbity Toilet lore.
We have just devolved, I think, from this podcast.
Every day we stray further.
I'm not even on to bullet point 2 here.
Do you think God is scared of what he created?
I love that quote came from Spy Kids 2. I will just always love that so fucking much. What other disgusting things have happened this week?
Yeah, diarrhea.
Yeah, what was the deal with diarrhea on the train, huh?
Yeah, it was Trump.
What's the deal with
diarrhea on the train?
Kramer,
you can't poop there.
A tweaker was in fact tweaking. Well,
that's awesome.
we got on the light rail. I'm a public transportation fan, as you know.
Hell yeah.
And my brother's friends were making fun of us because we were like, yeah, we're going to take the train. And then they're like, oh, just drive. And then they had to park like 20 minutes away from the venue and walk there. That's not including like, you know, you have to wait for all the traffic because you're crossing the street a bunch of blocks. So it took a while for them to get there. We were oh my gosh, I'm so orange right now. Look at my...
very Trump shoe looking right now.
We were waiting in line for them, and we ended up getting there with perfect timing because the line to get our little badges was really long. So nice. Them walking all that time ended up working out. They saw us right when we were like at the corner of the line that was closest to the door because it wrapped around a bunch of times, and they were able to see us, and we were able to get our tickets, and we walked in. We had plenty of time. Comic-Con was fun. We went and got dinner after. Then we hopped on the light rail to go back. And, the ride was going great. We were 2 stops away from where we needed to be. And, the train is getting pretty empty at this point. The tweaker about 5 rows ahead of us, he is sitting there talking to himself. Awesome. I thought he was on the phone for about 20 minutes. I realized he wasn't holding a phone.
He was holding shit in his hand. He's talking to a turd shaped like a phone. It was bad enough the turd was shaped like a phone. You didn't have to eat it.
It looked like he was on the phone, and he was like laughing. You know, he's laughing really hard. He's like, yeah, man, that's so funny. You know, and I thought he was on the phone with somebody, and then like soon the train cleared out.
The voices are funny. We don't know.
Yeah, soon the train cleared out, and it was just us, and like he didn't have a phone, and I was like, oh, and then and like the last person who's seated next to us in the section, like gets up and goes to their stop, and then this guy, he gets up out of his seat and he goes to the seat right behind us, and my brother and I look at each other and we're like, what's this fella doing? Why is he getting up all of a sudden? And he goes into like a ball in the back, and he just pulls his pants down, and he starts shitting his guts out. He just starts going. He is just blasting ass into the wall. I sent you a video of the diarrhea blasting the wall. No. Well, no, because he was tweaking, and I feel like if I recorded him, he may have got upset.
Don't ever do that. He demands some privacy.
I think he would have got upset.
He just
upset.
Shoves
yeah,
your
yeah,
phone
he...
in his ass, shits it back out. You're just like, phone.
No, he cuts the wall and the seat and everything over there, and then he stands up and he's kind of like wobbling, you know, and he's like, staring at the mess he made. And then, yeah, he's just sitting there kind of laughing.
I wish I could just kill him right after that.
Yeah, and, you know, he's sitting there laughing for like one other stop, and then, you know, he basically. He gets off pretty quickly after that. Like, we didn't want to move because he was kind of still just roaming. And I didn't know if we were, like, in a splash zone. Like, he was still, like, right next to us. So, like, I didn't want to get up and, I don't know, bump into him and have poop schmear. So,
So did you just endure the smell?
Well, we were just one stop away at that point, but yeah, John was blocking me. I didn't smell any of it, but he was like, yeah, it was horrendous, so...
John's so massive, I didn't smell anything.
Yeah,
it's the wall of John.
Yeah.
You can see like an Ansys model of the shit smell like circling around him, covering her.
Aerodynamics of John.
Aerodynamics. Like when they show air breezing through the country, it's just him, but like with the shit air going around him.
Well, like the guy, he was like, when he was standing by the door waiting to hop off at the next stop, I was like, that motherfucker couldn't have done that. Like, when he hopped off, why do you have to do it right there?
You can't hold diarrhea.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, the thing is, he walked to the back, crawled in a little ball.
He was respectful.
And he sat there in a little ball for like 10 minutes, and then he was wearing like some like jogger type pants, so like it made a crinkly sound when he pulled them down. I heard the little like shriek, and I was like, hold a minute. Hold up.
Hold up.
Yeah, John and I just looked at each other and we're like, Oh.
So
yeah. Then the dude, after he was done, he was just standing by the door and was like, they live in a society all of their own. All of their
own. He's having a Joker moment.
All of their
Bro,
own.
Literally, he's having
and
a Joker. Remember that part of Joker where he shits all over the walls?
Yeah,
the
remember when he shits in the train? Yeah.
And the director cut.
Yeah, the director cut where he doesn't kill the people on the train. He shits all over them.
He poops.
And everyone was like, Todd, maybe we shouldn't. Do this. The test audiences are really confused as to why he's shitting the rest of the movie.
I'm just so mad. Like we could have been one train cart away and been perfectly fine. But no.
It's been terrible if you're still mad about it.
Especially if you were mad at it.
You smell shit all day long anyway.
It was bad. I don't want to see other people's shit. Go do that.
Her house filled with gnats, flies, wasps, mold, and shit water was like, woo! This was disgusting.
Tweaker poop.
I gotta talk about this.
I gotta talk about hygiene. Yeah. I've made a point in my brain that will never be forgotten about this. Weren't you talking in the chat about your whole fantasy of being a mob wife? And I was like, do you want to share that?
Yeah, when I was like a middle schooler. You want to share that? You want to share that with the class? Okay, yeah, when I was a middle schooler, that's a, I wanted to be a mob wife, and now that's a cool thing. Yeah, back, like, back in the day, I used to love...
Before I was cool.
Yeah. I don't know, I just really like the movies, you know? All of the, it's, like, very glamorous, and it's like they live by a code... of like family
kill
dynamic ship.
But us.
Yeah,
and they get cheated on.
You'll get cheated
and
on.
They cheat
regularly.
You'll probably get slapped with the Glock, you know.
Yeah, literally.
Should have seen his face when he saw the gat. Daniel, I need to send you that video.
Oh,
wait.
No.
You say, oh no.
She's gonna get on it.
No, this. It's from The Sopranos! Yeah, but I always wanted to be a mob wife because I was like, yeah, at least they're Catholic, you know? They got that going for them.
At least
a nice
they're Catholic, that's it? Oh my gosh, girl.
Well,
and
that,
now look
and
where
I,
your dreams have gotten you.
I told,
you're a
I told you. You're oh boy, I'm unemployed.
I cannot believe John is employed and you're not. That is so fucking unfair.
His name was going to be Gianni D'Angelo, but now it's just John.
That'd be so much of a coincidence.
Gianni D'Angelo. What a great name.
My nope. name was supposed to be Christopher.
It was?
Was it actually?
The only reason I got this name is because my grandmother could not pronounce it.
Oh!
She couldn't pronounce Christopher? What did she say?
No, she was from Mexico. She's a Chris.
Oh.
Chris.
Yeah.
I cannot say it.
No.
Aww. But she's like, Nick. Nice.
Yeah, does she say it like Nicolas?
She did. She's
I
on
was...
the ground now.
Okay, well.
She hasn't said it in a while.
She hasn't said
okay,
it in...
Stop.
It's been a little while.
Stop.
It's okay.
Stop.
What, one of my aunt's names was supposed to be Jeannie, but my grandma illiterate, so she spelled it Janie. That's not a joke. My grandma had second grade education. She don't know.
Aww, what a sweetie. So did your grandma call her Jeannie? And then they'd be
yeah,
like,
so
no,
she,
no, no.
She's always like, Jeannie. Like always, has always called her Jeannie. That was what she always called her. But you know, aww, she goes by Janie. And then my cousin is Janie,
she
Janie
just writes
the second.
Down, bread. No, grandma, you can't name her Bread.
Bread child.
Her name is
Bread child. Yeah, so
I can't
always
believe you guys
her
had
that.
To stop her from making bread in her later years. What a sad thing. Let
yeah,
the woman
to,
cook.
Had to take her bread maker away.
Aww. And then she was like trying to make bread and like... like
illegally.
Vents and stuff. Yeah, like she was using random metal surfaces to make the bread.
When she walked like 3 miles to the Fred Meyer to just buy bread, and like she lives on a hill that's like really steep, and we're like, "You took the grocery cart?" Like she took the grocery cart down the hill. I was like, "What the hell?"
She rode it down the hill.
Yeah. No,
bread.
I guess somebody helped her walk it back to her house. After that, we had to get her a life alert so that it would alert us if she was like walking off the property.
Oh, that's cool. I thought life alert only like alerted if you push the button, so it's basically just a tracker.
I guess you can get ones that also do that. So yeah, we
you
had
get
that.
Shock collars. She walked outside. Grandma.
That's the thing. She'd be like gardening, and then she'd like lose her hearing aid out there, and she wouldn't let us in because she wouldn't be able to hear the door. Or she'd like lose her life alert out there, and then she'd like fall down the stairs. But then she left her life alert outside while gardening. So
I bet a life alert for life alert 3.
No,
you ring your doorbell. It's on the max setting, so the whole house shakes when it rings. Bong bong.
That yeah. blared out like ear rape, like.
Yeah, you know how often we would come
holy
in and like
shit.
She has like two doors, you know,
someone shut the door.
No, she had like a screen door and then like a big heavy wooden door, so like they clunked together and made a lot of noise when you opened them, and we'd make a bunch of noise when we'd come in and we'd be like, hello, hello, right? And like,
I'm growing a hearing aid tree.
Yeah, oh, half the time we'd walk in the living room and she wouldn't have the hearing aid on and she'd have the TV like Dr. Phil on like at 100 in there. And we're like, hello. And we like put.
Oh, now you're saying that she was a whore.
And we, you know, it's like.
Bald man with girl.
I go to put like my hand on her shoulder and we're like, hey, hey, grandma. And then I tap her. Yeah, and then she's like, oh! Like, she couldn't hear the loudest fucking shit we were doing. Like, we had been in there like 5 minutes, and she didn't even notice.
And then the worst part
is she'd be sitting in her little lazy boy chair, and she'd have her blanket on her legs, but then she'd stand up, and she'd just have no pants on.
Well.
Like, all the time. So, like, it would always be me.
Pants bread.
What?
It would always be me and my mom to go walk in there and be like, hey, hey, John and Floyd are here, just to let you know. If you don't have pants on, get some pants on, Maria.
Take my pants off?
No.
Say less.
Say less.
Grandma's in there.
I see you come over. You're like, okay, you know, I'm just gonna
the prunes.
Back up.
Ooh, smells like corn in here.
Oh, okay.
Smells like a Wendy's.
Like a damn Wendy's.
Grandma, what?
What did you eat? My brother's friend was buying like a piece off of this artist at Comic-Con, and it was laminated, and the artist was like, oh, be careful, the edges can be like kind of sharp, you know? And he's like, yeah, I've cut myself on it before, it's sharp. And my brother was like, yeah, I can tell, I can see on your arms. And all of us like looked at Dad John and we're like, what the fuck, why would you just say that? Why would you?
John said that?
Yeah, John's like, yeah, I can see the cuts on your
arms.
He
doesn't even talk normally. Like, why would he think to say that?
And all of it, like, none of us could see the guy's arms in range. So we didn't know that, like, there were just, like, small little cuts, like, on the outside. Like, it looked like it was from a cat.
Oh,
like,
my
you know,
gosh.
So,
dude.
But, like, the way John said it was like, yeah, I see the cuts all over your arms. We
oh
were like,
oh, my God.
We were dude. Like, why would you say that to the suffering artist?
Everyone pausing, just.
Yes.
Anyway, like, this art sucks. I'm not gonna buy it. Have a good day.
And he's like, "Oh,
sorry." Yeah,
another one to the list.
Another line on the arm. Nick, you had topics like 2 episodes ago, and we only covered one of them. Did you ever like keep those around on a notepad anywhere?
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You ever keep those in the memory bank?
You talked about the Reddit roast, and that was all we ever fucking talked about.
Yeah,
but I was just, it stuck in my head because you never have topics, so.
Okay.
Damn! What?
I don't mean that as a slam,
you just
I just mean
don't
like.
Don't contribute anything, dude.
No, I mean like, I'm usually talking about all my dumb shit, and like whenever you guys have something actually interesting, I'm like, oh, let's talk about
no
that.
Toe-a-pod.
We're the background characters.
Don't make me feel bad about that again.
Yeah, no, I was gonna talk about how like social media ads really work well on my dad.
He's influenced.
Oh, he's easily influenced, dude. But he was watching, like, every night he goes on the sofa and watches YouTube shorts on full volume on his little iPad.
Oh, no, not YouTube shorts.
My dad, too.
Rogan edits and...
We all go to our separate rooms and close our doors. Because he does not wear, like, earbuds or anything. He'll just hear them playing on full blast.
Oh, no. My dad, same with him, full blast on the iPad. He
Please.
Puts his glasses on, he sits
Please.
There, and then every once in a while he'll
yeah,
be like, come,
yeah, the face,
he'll be like, come
yeah.
look at this dog video. Come look at these dogs.
So he one day we were this is like probably a month ago at this point, but he goes up to us and he's like, you guys want cheesesteaks? And we're like, where did this come from? And
like
he's like,
a Philly cheesesteak?
Yeah, and we're
milk
like,
steak.
What?
Okay. Shut the fuck up, Dad.
The NyQuil chicken.
Oh, God, the blue chicken. That's one of the worst pictures I've ever seen. So, my dad's like, you guys want cheesesteaks? And we're like, where's this coming from? You've never just asked that out of the blue. And he's like, I saw this ad on YouTube Shorts, and it's, they make cheese sticks and they're like this big, and we're like,
aren't they?
That sounds a little far-fetched. I don't think a cheesesteak is, you know, that big.
The gigantuan hoagie cheesesteak?
Yeah, no, literally, like a Scooby-Doo-sized sandwich. Scooby-Doo. Yeah, yeah, and I'm like, it's not real. And he's like, it's this big, it's this big. So we're like, is this like a place nearby? And he's like, no, it's a restaurant. You got to drive there. And we're like, well, yeah, but like, where is it? And he's like, Gary. And we're like, oh, Gary, Indiana.
Indiana? Once, yeah.
The oh, once no. murder capital of the world. That's where you want to take us for cheesesteaks. Gary, Indiana? Yeah, it was at once the murder capital of the world. I think
I didn't know that. Of the world?
Or of the North US. America. Yeah, of the US, probably not the world.
The most people in the world are getting murdered in Gary, Indiana.
I don't look like that.
I look exactly like that.
No, probably the US, to be honest. Oops. But, yeah, no, it was, I mean, at one point it did have that title, and we're like, you want to go there for cheesesteaks? Is that what I'm hearing? And he's like, yeah, yeah, come on, we'll go. And my mom's like, absolutely not, I'm not going. He's like, right, Nicholas, we're going. And I'm like, great, fantastic. So we go over there.
Wait, you actually go to this cheesesteak place?
Oh, yeah, we went.
I thought you just said your mom said absolutely not.
Yeah, she wasn't going, but my dad and I went.
Oh, my God.
Did you know that Detroit means straight in French?
I did not.
Like the river. It's named after the river
Can
there.
You just shut up. I'm just kidding.
Sorry.
Let her give her
I'm kidding.
Trash.
I'm kidding. No, it's interesting.
Let her leave her alone.
I'm always that you on the trip with the hiking, you would always pop up with some little like fact, and I would stop hiking and
you
be like,
"Oh, back a punch."
Shut up! Shut up!
If one I could more punch women you. Again, why I oughta?
I got a verbal warning about that one time, and that was
no.
It.
We'd, boy, we would be hiking, and Julian'd be like, "Oh, this. You want to hear something about this?" And I would stop us hiking and be like, no. "Oh yeah, I want to hear that." And then the other person on the trip be like, "I want to fucking kill myself. We're never gonna get anywhere because they keep talking about fast." Fucking facts
I'm like,
and stuff.
Look at this pine cone. So you know the interesting thing about the
because I'd be so interested when you'd say it, but then like, I don't want to get it. Never mind. we were at this part of the trail where like deer were really close to us. For some reason, and Julianne was like, "Oh, actually, like we're not supposed to touch them because if you do, like they can smell the scent,
they actually
and
kick
like
you.
The other deer won't go near them." And I was like, "Oh, good point." And then the other person on the trip was like, "Yeah, so don't touch them." And then in that moment, I was like, "I'm gonna strangle this fucking deer.
I'm gonna kick it down.
I'm gonna touch every part of it. I can fucking reach it." Bitch. I wanted to just throw everything Julianne just out the window just to spite the other person.
I'm like, the baby will be disowned. And Daniel's like, slap, slap, slap.
Slapping the shit out of the baby. That's like, meh, meh.
No.
Buying? It's not a sheep.
I hit it so hard, it changed sounds. That's not what that says. Make deer noises.
Yeah, dude. Anyway, so we went to Gary. My dad explained it like it was this huge restaurant, but we get to this cheesesteak place and this dinky
it's like
little
a camper.
No, it's this dinky little your run down fast food mom and pop place. Dark. There's like four tables, five tables on the inside.
They have half the lights not on.
And he's like, "Oh, they must have showed a different location in the video." And I'm like,
"Yeah,
I don't think there's another one, Dad.
I don't think there's another one, but okay." I think they just use like a wide angle lens, and my dad's like, "That place is big, dude." So we go in. And
you know when people
order...
are like wide angle lens on the pee-pee for dick pics?
No, I don't know.
Daniel's like, write that down.
Tell me this feature that I can use to make my one-inch penis look bigger.
3 feet long.
It looks like still 1 inch, but it's like four times as wide.
Wide? It's width, it's not length. It's
width.
4 foot thick, 1 inch long penis.
Tree trunk
drywall.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're getting off your story so bad. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. So we go inside, and, like, the service is fine. There's, like, a couple people just sitting there on their phone, just staring at you, and I'm like, fine, whatever. We go up to order. The staff's really nice, whatever. And while we're ordering, there's one guy, and he has a mop, and he's talking loudly to this other guy at this other table, and he's saying, like, yeah, sometimes I work here real late, you know, sometimes I won't get out until, you know, 1, 2 in the morning. I'm always working so hard, but, you know, I'm just passionate about keeping this place clean, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, guy's very passionate about what he does, but this guy clearly does not want to talk. He's just trying to eat his food, and this janitor's just talking to him about how much he works. And the guy's just, like, eating a sandwich, like, yup. Yeah. Just kind of, like, giving him, like, one of those lies.
That's a plot point in The Sopranos, too. He's like, maybe it's you, man. Maybe. He's like, we're not getting as much business. And then he sees his friend who owns the restaurant go to every table, and he's like, oh, drink too much of that wine, and you're going to have a high chair at your table soon, right? Gonna be making a baby. Like, he does that at, like, every table. And Tony Soprano's, like, looking at him, and he's like, Audie, maybe you should just cook.
Yeah, dude, it's goofy. So that guy's talking to everyone. Like, I went up to go get, like, my drink, and he's like, oh, watch your step. I just mopped, so be very careful. And I'm like,
what floor?
All right, dude. And he's like, I put the sign there, okay? But not a lot of people acknowledge the sign. And I'm like, all right, dude. So I get my
drink. Please don't sue me.
You kick the sign over.
I get the drink. I sit down. My dad gets his drink. Same thing. Oh, watch your step. And so we're just like,
hot plate.
Whatever. It's fine. He's passionate about his job. We're sitting there. We're waiting for his food. And then they call, like, 72. And that dude just throws his mop. And he goes up and he's like, all right, thank you. And then he leaves. That was just some guy. That was not a worker.
What? This plot twist of the fucking year.
That was just a dude.
Pranked.
Just holding the mop, like, talking about how long he works all the time.
He was mopping. Like, he was
talking
actually mopping
to you about
for
the caution. Oh my gosh, yeah, dude. That's not real. Oh my gosh.
The lady calls, like, 72, and he's like, all right, thank you, honey. And he, like, throws the mop, and he leaves. And I'm like, I thought that guy worked here. What is going on?
Who is that guy?
What a crazy story. How was the cheesesteaks, though, after all that?
I didn't get a cheesesteak. I got an Italian beef. The food is very hot there. What?
You don't want a famous cheesesteak?
No, I don't like cheesesteaks.
I don't even know what a fucking cheesesteak is. I'm just mad you didn't get it from the
cheese.
Steak and cheese.
Peppers.
Peppers, onions, mushrooms.
Grilled onion.
Yeah. I got an Italian beef. The only thing I did giggle at is they didn't, like, give you silverware, and it was just, like, a big old donkey dick of a sandwich. So I'm like, let me get a fork.
No napkins allowed.
So I went to go get a fork, and they only have plastic forks there. And I just try to, like, cut this, because it's such a big, I don't want to pick this thing up, you know? So I'm like, let me cut it in half. I take my plastic fork and my plastic knife, and I try to cut it, and they both melted. That's how hot the food was. Picked them up and they're all bent and I'm turned and I'm like, okay.
They're just like soupy, like trailing cheese. Plastic.
Cheese full.
No, dude, literally they're all bent and I'm like, all right, maybe I shouldn't put that in there. The food was fine. Like, I have no complaints.
If you
like
cheese steak, you'll love plastic steak.
My dad got a cheeseburger. He went there for the cheese steak.
You went there for a cheese steak?
No one got a cheese
steak. What the fuck, dude? What the fuck is wrong with him?
That is such a big menu, dude. That's so much stuff. The food was decent, but we haven't gone back because.
Because why?
In
location.
Yeah, I was like.
Because, like, it was fine. I have no complaints. It was just goofy that he's like, we gotta go, and we're like, where is it, Gary? Oh,
Gary.
That guy that was being the janitor is the one's been murdering everybody for years.
He's Gary.
I'm so busy. I just like keeping the streets clean of people. And then we're like, huh?
That's like the thing I love about Comic-Con is you'll have like the most awkward interactions with people. Like, they don't intend to be awkward, but it's like you have the largest, like, intersection of neurodivergent people interacting with other neurodivergent people, And it's just the best. Like, there were 12-year-olds, this one kid, they're all, like, in costumes, and this one kid's like, oh my gosh, and he taps, like, the other kid walking by on the shoulder, and he's like, oh my gosh, you're, I don't remember what the character's name is. He's the mad dog guy from Yakuza. I don't remember his name in Japanese, but he's got the eye patch. Anyways.
Yeah.
Yakuza's a good game.
If you want to look at playthrough
of games, Nick, that one's a funny one. Yakuza's funny. It's entertaining.
I think I know what game that is. Is it the guy fighting a chicken in one of the cutscenes or not?
He's fighting like a monkey inside like a bulldozer.
I know what this is, yeah.
Yes. It's good. Very serious, obviously. He like taps the kid on the shoulder, is like basically like slapping him, and he's like, oh my god, are you Mad Dog from Yakuza? And he's like, yes, thank you. And like grabs his like jacket and is like, mm-hmm, and then he's like, and he just walks away, like he's smiling, and he just walks away in the middle of complimenting the kid. And the dad is like, you could have asked his name. You could have asked him a little about himself, and then the son's like, oh, oops.
That literally happened at the Chicago Comic Con I went to. There was a guy dressed as Beaker from the Muppets, like he had a whole like costume and everything, and he's walking around, and he was clearly like a shy kid. He had like his arms like, you know, he's just walking like this, kind of
like Beaker.
I guess, but not really. I've never seen Beaker just being like...
Yeah, I was going to say, he's shy. Me.
I went up to him, and I'm like, hey, can we take a picture? And the guy's like, what? And I'm like, can I take a picture with you? And he's like, yeah, I guess. And I'm like, why are you offended that I want to take a picture with you?
I like your costume!
I didn't like that I was asking anymore. Yeah, I took a picture with him, but the guy's like,
I want to see it.
I always like when I dress as Joker, because then always a bunch of dudes dressed as Joker are like, can we please take a picture? Please.
It's a woman.
Female Joker.
Actually, get her out of here.
No.
They start beating you in the picture. This is what he would have done.
They had a room where it was a meetup for like Hasbin Hotel fans, and you could smell the room when you walked by it. Just walking by the room, you could smell it, and there were some girls who were walking out of there, and they were spitting, man. This girl was like, there's always the general smell of onion at these things, but she's like, but some people in particular... Disgusting. Really, really need to put on deodorant.
Oh, God. reminds me, dude, I don't know if you saw this, but there was, like, a furry convention, and I don't know where it was, but the smell was so bad at a hotel that the hotel had to hang up signs reminding people to use, like, their showers. Like, friendly reminder, soap and showers are complimentary to your stay.
What
happened to bullying? Because, like... You already dressing like a furry. How are you, like, okay with just smelling like that?
I've never understood that. Stinky furry.
Like, I've always been, like, super self-conscious about, like, the way I look, the way I smell. Like, you're never going to catch me smelling anywhere. Just because your persona is a
dog doesn't mean you have to smell like one.
Oh, me rubbing rats all over myself. What? The rat.
What does that have to do with anything?
A rat persona.
You're a rat?
Let me finish the sentence.
Okay, I'm waiting. You just
rats all over yourself, and I got caught off guard. I'm sorry. Didn't know where that one was going.
That's where I was going. That's
Are they
it.
Alive? Are they dead?
Excuse me. Why are you? What is the rat in reference to? I'm still so confused.
He said a rat for
he
soda.
Said, he said, just because what? You dress as a dog, you don't have to smell like a dog. And I was like, oh, me after rubbing rats all over myself for the rat persona that I'm wearing. That
oh,
was it.
I thought you were saying, I thought you were going to reference something about rat lore and you. I didn't know. I had no idea.
No, I'm sorry.
I was like,
what is my free time?
I'll just shut up now.
Daniel's is pigeons, I thought. I didn't understand.
He's got pigeons. He's got rats. What else?
What don't I have?
Daniel was taking a picture of like a rattlesnake when he was here. He was like right up next to it. And John walked away
not.
So fast. He was like, if something happens to that fucking guy, I am not carrying him.
Shut up. That did not happen. I was close, but I like zoomed in. I was not close enough that it could have touched me. I've got the picture.
Striked.
I can find it.
I got the pic. That's all that matters.
It's actually stroked.
It's like this.
It's like this close
exactly
to my face.
What?
I'm like, it would have been fine, dude. I could have pulled away easy.
I'm so fast.
I'm gonna find that fucking picture.
He
everyone's,
could never catch me.
Everyone's making fun of me. I'll show them. What year was
I'll show
this?
Them my snake.
I'll show them the snake I pictured.
You show them my snake picture.
I don't talk like that.
Actually,
I have to talk
see,
like an adult.
The thing is, every time there are like rattlesnakes, John and I like book it away from the direction of rattlesnakes. I think that's more what John was saying, was that Daniel walked up to get a picture of it, and
yeah, that makes much
and
more
he,
sense.
Walks away from the sound of rattlesnakes. He's not a... He hears them and he's like, nope, let's go.
Me and Beaker.
Oh my god.
Me and Beaker. My dad went into like a Goodwill and he's like, look, I found a pair of Ray-Bans and they were only $4. Can you believe that? What a good deal. And they don't even say like Ray-Bans on them. They say Ray-Bans. They say airbags like on them, and I'm like, oh.
Ew, what? Gross.
I was like, Dad?
Air sack. What?
Yeah, and it's like, you know, they make the A look like an R. I was like,
No, those are real, dude. Those are
limited
edition.
Yeah, I was like, Dad? You know what? The diabetes are affecting his eyesight. He's got...
He eats two packs of Oreos a day, and that's it.
Yeah, he's got, I don't know, optical neuropathy, something like that. Yeah, ooh. But I'm like, Dad, that's not even close. And he's like, really? And they're like so tiny, they like barely fit on my face. Like they, I was like, you thought these were, yeah. I was like, you thought these were real. And he's like, yeah, what a great deal, huh? $4. And I'm like, I think you got scammed.
Okay, note from Corky Gal. Hey y'all, I missed last week's note due to school and all that fun stuff. I've been looking at schools
Quit.
And I've been looking at
drop out.
She said, I've been looking at schools and honestly I'm curious about how much a mechanical engineering degree would hurt me. It's a boring question, but school's all I can think about when I'm not listening to this wonderful fever dream of a podcast. Well,
school's
since
scary.
I'm the only mechanical engineer on here,
no,
I can tell you.
Excuse you?
No, you're not.
I thought you were electrical. We've talked over this. You were applying for electrical engineering jobs.
With the concentration in mechatronics, and I took a bunch of mechanical engineering classes. You're making me angry. You're making me angry.
Sorry. I thought it was electrical this whole time.
I worked so hard for this degree, and you're undermining me.
Just undermine my mechanical engineering
I'm
classes.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
I'm kidding.
You go first.
To be honest, comparing, because I took her laugh.
You're like, okay, you can go first then. I'm sorry. You won.
I was trying to be respectful.
As someone who is taking both electrical classes and mechanical classes at the same time, the mechanical ones felt way easier than electrical to me, personally.
That's what I've
conceptually
heard.
Or homework?
Both. The classes were a breeze. The homework was always like that. To be honest, I should have gone
Damn,
into mechanical. It was so, like, nothing. It felt like a breeze to me.
Our school,
yeah,
I
you
think
hear
our
that, Daniel? Your degree was
just,
easy.
I'm not saying.
That's what I hear from you and the fucking civil engineer all the fucking time. What do you do? You fucking set up a tripod and look at a mountain. Grow up, dude.
I was gonna say, my friends are like all civil engineers. What do you mean? That's like the easiest route. They use a laser to measure the ground. The laser costs $1 million. They get paid $1 million.
All the parking garages and apartment buildings in the country are collapsing. Good job, dude. Nice job. All right. My school's specific mechanical curriculum got a huge overhaul, so it was really, really bad at our school in particular, but sounds like other people enjoyed their curriculum, so I hope it was good for other people. Ours was just... it was absolutely miserable. It was the mechanical engineers and the art majors were the only people on the campus up till 4, like every morning, because they were sculpting. And it was just, it was so sad for the art people because they were like sculpting something really impressive out of like sheet metal and they were welding. Really cool. Requires a lot of talent stuff. They're not getting paid in a job right now. Like, that's the worst part of it.
No.
They were teaching us how to weld because that's how good they were at it. And it felt so fucking bad. I don't know. It sucks.
I think degrees, my opinion on it as an uneducated plebe is degrees are a waste of money.
They are.
well, okay, they're not. In the long run, they're important. But you know what? It's like they push it so hard on like students coming straight out of high school to go straight into college when you have no money and then rack up like as much debt as possible. Like you can't pay off anything.
And
you're accumulating debt. Yeah, you're accumulating debt. And then you can't get a job for like quite a while. Well, like right now it's hard to get a job even when you have the degree, just at this current moment in time. I don't know about like in a few months, I don't know, in a few years from when people are listening to this, whatever, but currently it's like people coming out right now kind of getting shafted. If it was like 2 years ago, they were hiring like everybody. Currently it's like you can't get a degree. You just have a piece of paper that you paid a lot of money for. So, but in the end, it'll be worth it. So, it's up to you. It's up to you. But I don't think you have to go straight into college if you want to save up some money first. I think that is okay. It's just something that people don't really say is an option.
If you have the choice, don't do student loans. Like
they just shit really hard on people who don't go straight into college and don't get a degree right away. Yeah.
Dude,
but
the amount of like 30-year-olds I went to class with, like, you're fine. Like, genuinely, take your time.
Yes,
no rush.
So yeah, you know what? Explore options. Technical schools are really good, and they always produce jobs. Like, the things they're giving you certifications for and degrees for, those are things that they're looking for jobs in right now. And there's a need for those careers. And there's a lot of ways you can work up to in a lot of those fields. So, you know, they should stress that more on young people. Don't stress out about college too much.
They pay a shit ton at like U.S. Steel and American Steel and those companies for like TIG welders and all that kind of stuff that you can go to a 2-year technical school for.
But also you shoot blanks afterwards.
You came up with that so quick.
That's just true.
I didn't know
it's
that.
It's a fact. So take that into consideration.
If you got balls, take that into consideration. Or maybe it's to your advantage.
The country is too
big.
Maybe
you don't want
to. The country's too big, and we're all too humane to start, like, dragging people out of homes and doing French Revolution stuff.
The purge.
But, like, we're going to have to get to that at some point, because it's, like, current CEOs did an associate, did 2-year associates for, like, $10,000, and now to get a basic degree, it's, like, $40,000 a year. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, like, minimum. It's...
ridiculous. Yeah. It's just that isn't sustainable.
What I don't get is like the trend where people are like, I'm getting into my dream school. I'm only going to be $280,000 in debt. And I'm like, oh, the private schools, man. Why do they need that much money from you, though? Why do they need that much?
I like when the post came out about how much Biden is like forgiving student loans. And they were like,
so
okay,
far
so
he's
it's
forgiven
like,
$5?
Yeah, no. It's like, so he forgave like 4 students.
You get for capers. Congratulations. Yeah, you do the math of like all the money.
Dude, it's awful.
Well, and like, not to sound like a conservative, but like, that's why the forgiveness and that stuff, like, I don't like it because it doesn't put any like pressure on the colleges to lower their tuition because colleges don't care. They get the money. Like, there was this really cool story. Will.
There's no reason for them to.
Right. That's where their pressure should be. Like, there's a wife of, like an oil tycoon that just donated $1 billion to a school in the Bronx for like free tuition. Fantastic. Damn. Like, that is an incredible story. I was like crying at the end of that video, but it's just sad that you need $1 billion to cover school tuition for one school for people. Like, this shouldn't be that much money. The college doesn't care. They get $1 billion. It's just really sad.
And they can keep doing it because they'll be like, dude, there's loans, and they'll just offer you money proportionate to whatever it is. That's just so
dumb.
Woohoo!
My grandma has friends who are 78 still paying off college loans to U of I. That's insane. At that point, just
stop.
At that point, die.
It's so sad.
Dude.
Well, because whatever, I don't know how loans work very well, but like, yeah, the interest or whatever, like by now you will never unpay it. You know, it's like, it'll always keep getting larger.
That's so sad. That's just like, they literally want to create generational poverty.
Yep. This got really sad really fast, and Corky Gal was like, oh, I didn't mean to unlock all this. I'm depressed now.
Sorry, anyways, homie. That's how we feel about school. Don't do it. Blow up every school you see.
Oh my god, stop.
That's the best option.
Oh my gosh, that's too funny.
Personally, use your mechanical engineering skills to make a war machine to survive the apocalypse.
I believe.
That's my best advice.
Next patron note from Mega Big Ass Titan number 69. Podcast note. Hello, my name is Mega Big Ass Titan, and I would like to say hello to all fellow members of Peapod, and I'm here as the Polish red-bearded stepchild, so you have a lovely day, and my Peacast be in your favor. Oh, it says please do this in a redneck accent. Okay, hold on. Gotta do it again.
I think it's too late.
You should have put that in the beginning, dog.
Hello there. My name is Mega Big Ass Titan, and I would like to say hello to all my fellow members of Peapod.
Is that redneck?
That's redneck?
That sounds too educated.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Hello. My name is Mega Big Ass Titan, and I'd like to say hello to all fellow members of Peapod. And I'm here as the Polish red-bearded stepchild, so have a lovely day, and my Peacast be ever in your favor.
Yeah. All right, now I see why they're being called a stepchild. They want to get fucked.
Oh.
I get it now. Now that you read it in the accent.
Okay.
It was with a horny intent.
Did I do it wrong?
No, right.
Now I get it. Now I get it.
What were you channeling the first time? Why do I recognize that voice?
It's like plantation owner accent.
The
Foghorn
from Looney
Leghorn.
Tunes. Foghorn. Yeah.
I say. Come here, boy. You're pissing all over the sides of the seat, boy. You're pissing way too loud, boy. You piss on the sides here. You gotta piss out quiet like.
What?
You've never heard this? This is a meme that you haven't heard?
I haven't heard the piss on the seat, boy.
I say you're pissing too darn loud, boy. It's late at night and you're pissing right in the center of the bowl like you're frying chicken in there.
Chicken?
You gotta piss on the side, boy. Make it a stealth mission. You're causing a whole ruckus pissing like that, boy.
Okay, I feel like I've heard John listen to that video.
That's so good, dude. I will never get sick of TikTok. Ugh. Podcast note from Lo. Next one says, to answer Lively's question about how I just crank out poems, number one, I abuse the random 3 a.m. creativity I get and write down what pops up. Two, I used to write poems in school,
during that phase.
Number two, I used to write poems in school, but those ones suck because I only get 30 minutes to do it compared to making some on my downtime, which is a lot. Number three, I get inspiration from my siblings when we hang out. Some of us are related to some are related to us, while others are from my mind at 3 a.m. Anyway, here's a poem I have
in
my
journal. The siblings are in your mind.
That's what it started reading like. Some of us siblings are related, and some of us aren't. And I'm like,
some of us are my little dreams.
Those are siblings, my guy.
Some of them are voices.
Some of them are wisps in the wind.
Okay, get some help, bud. Okay. All right, start of a new poem. Here we go. In silent void, he sails alone, astronaut bold with dreams unknown. Through starlit skies, he finds his grace, exploring realms of endless space. His heart beat fast with wonder wide as galaxies swirl a cosmic tide. In awe he drifts, a speck of light. In vastness he finds his might. And with every step, a new frontier. In the cosmos, there's no fear. A pioneer of the celestial dome, the astronaut roams far from home. I hope you enjoy the poems I make as much as I love making them. Love the episodes, and I can't wait for more. Oh, we enjoy them very much, yeah. I remember in school when they would like try to make us write poems, and we all thought we were little fucking poets, and they were all just the most dog shit things.
When I see a pair of boobs,
I jack off. The end.
Until I lose. In parentheses. Hey, com.
Whoa! Hey! Look at you.
No.
I was like, do not compare.
Let him cook. That's a meme. Okay, I'm going to kill myself. Next note from Catalyst. PP note. I have a question for all of you nerds. Okay. One of the things that me and my friends were discussing this week was... One of the things that me and my friends were discussing this week with the unwritten rules of life, like, make sure you stay on the right side of...
Okay,
they were discussing unspoken rules.
They were discussing the unwritten rules of life. Like, make sure you stay on the right side of the grocery store aisle to let other people pass, or to ensure that the toilet seat is always down. What would you say are your unwritten rules of life? Is there one thing in particular that you hate when people do and you wish was a rule that everyone had to follow to make life easier? My personal unwritten rule is never get up into somebody's space bubble unless you are close friends with them and know that they are comfortable with you being like that. I have a classmate right now who doesn't seem to understand that my space is not his space, and it's really fucking uncomfortable. Just wanted to hear your thoughts. All my love and peace, real. Catalyst.
Punch them. Punch them. Start a fight. Tell them, you want to throw hands? You want to put hands on me? Let's go.
This doesn't happen often, and I don't mean to call out the people that have done it, but I'm not the biggest fan of people who DM me thinking that because they watch me through, like, a podcast, they know me personally enough to just send me, like, racist stuff. I know it's all a joke, but at the end of the day, it's like, I don't know you like that, and it's just a little... It comes across
as weird. It's jarring.
Yeah, it's just weird to be like, oh, Mexican, you're gonna get deported, huh? And I'm like...
Oh, hello.
I don't know who you are.
That's just racism, yeah.
Oh, I'm just Josh, bullied. I'm a big fan of the podcast. It's like, alright, dude. Jesus.
Just bullying you.
And that's happened more than once, where people just send me stuff like that, and they're like, ah, he's just a podcast guy. But it's like, dog, I don't know you like that. Like, I make jokes about like that with, like, you guys, but, like, I've known you guys for years. But to have, like, some just rando DM me that, it's like,
yeah.
Hmm.
That's too bad.
Not a fan.
Juliana, what's yours?
Oh, I had an eyelash in my eyeball.
That's a stupid rule.
See, yeah, eyelashes should never fall into your eyes.
I don't like them in there.
If your eyelashes fall into your eyes, they're literally broken. They're stupid if they do that. Okay, chewing with your mouth open? I don't know. That one, I feel like...
Well, that one sucks.
I feel like I see a lot of people do that, and I'm like, people, and nobody calls them out on that, or like, people just don't care.
They just never learned.
I'm worried that I do stuff like that. Like, after living alone for so long, I'm like super self-conscious on things like that. That
Daniel,
like,
just egg. Eats. Yeah, he just eats really disgusting. He puts his hand in the peanut jar, like peanut butter jar, and just scooping it straight out.
Just eating it with three fingers.
Yeah.
Don't mind if I do.
I think mine is just because I drive in the city,
Like, I really don't understand what goes on in people's heads when they get in the far left lane and then just sit there, because then there's a whole line of cars waiting for you. Like, you're holding up traffic and you can see it. Like, I don't understand why you're not like, oh shit, and like move over. Like, even if I'm going like...
That's not even like unwritten. That's like written.
Those are like the rules of the road.
Yeah, that's the rules of the road.
Fine. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
That's a dumb one.
I didn't. Oh my God.
Did I tell you when John was like driving and then like this Ram truck like cut us off and then he's like, oh, Ram driver learns to signal, and then like he was like, he had the signal turn right and then he just started turning left anyway.
And then he's driving.
Like, oh yeah, he was like, oh, I guess you didn't. Never mind.
I need to get these earbuds out of my ear before I have a stroke.
Uh oh.
So anybody want to end the episode with something before I throw up?
Okay,
peace, great love, ending, guys. Love. Thank you.
Peace and love in Woodstock.
Who are the Beatles?
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Peace and love. Oh, yes, Ringo.
Shut the fuck up, John.
Ringo.